From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A man with a shotgun walked into the lobby of the federal courthouse in downtown Las Vegas this morning and opened fire, killing one court officer and seriously wounding another. The gunman fled the building and authorities pursued him. A barrage of shots were then heard outside the courthouse. A bystander captured the sounds on a video posted on YouTube. Authorities say the gunman was killed in the shootout. The Transportation Security Administration has imposed tighter security measures on air travelers headed to the U.S. from 14 countries today, including Yemen and Nigeria, countries that have significant terrorism activity. As Larry Miller reports from London, different countries are interpreting the measures differently.
Nigeria says its inclusion on the list of 14 is unfair. It plans to have body scanners at its international airports later this year and says passengers refusing a scan won't board. Yemen is also cited by the U.S. Its military forces have tightened security around the airport, fearing an attack by Al-Qaeda. In Pakistan, passengers are being subjected to full-body searches. The Swiss say there will be extra rigorous checks in place by tomorrow at airports in Geneva and Zurich. Officials at South Korea's main airport in Seoul say they have lists of suspicious passengers based on nationality and travel patterns. According to an aviation official in Lebanon, everything is the same. There's no extra security. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama arrived back at the White House at midday after the first family wrapped up its vacation in Hawaii. The president will confer with intelligence officials tomorrow as part of his review of air travel security and watch list procedures. NPR's Scott Horsley has that story.
Intelligence agencies have been looking at how they missed the warning signs that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was planning to carry out an attack on a U.S.-bound jet. President Obama says different agencies had bits and pieces of information that could have and should have kept the young Nigerian off the plane. A senior administration official says that kind of lapse of information sharing won't be tolerated. A second review is being conducted of airport security measures. Starting today, passengers traveling from more than a dozen suspect countries are supposed to get increased screening at the airport before they're allowed to board a flight bound for the United States. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Internal Revenue Service plans to start regulating paid tax preparers. It will require them to register with the government, pass competency tests, and adhere to ethical standards. The stock market is up on the first trading day of the new year. The rally comes after reports pointing to stronger manufacturing activity around the world, as well as a rise in oil prices. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 158 points. The Nasdaq is up 35. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says a surge in Al-Qaeda activity in Yemen has global implications, and the U.S. is working to bolster efforts by that country's government to fight extremists.
It's time for the international community to make it clear to Yemen that there are expectations and conditions on our continuing support for the government so that they can take actions which will have a better chance to provide that peace and stability to the people of Yemen and the region.
The U.S. Embassy in Yemen remains closed for a second straight day. Also closed are the embassies of Britain, France, Germany, and Japan. Yemeni security forces today killed two suspected Al-Qaeda militants in a firefight north of the capital. Temperatures are well below normal in much of the U.S. today. Even in Florida, residents are being advised to brace for potentially sustained freezing conditions that could chill residents and crops alike. From member station WLRN, Phil Latzman has more.
According to National Weather Service Miami meteorologist Kim Brabander, this much cool weather over this long is
very unusual to have a week's worth of temperatures running 15, 20 degrees below normal, basically.
That's why state officials want normally toasty residents to prepare for temperatures near or below the freezing mark for a sustained period. That could hurt the state's agricultural cash cow, the citrus industry. John Arnold, who owns Showcase of Citrus Farms, says it'll be a waiting game.
Most importantly is duration. The longer it is at a freezing temperature, then we have reason to worry.
Growers say extra irrigation may be used to keep their citrus protected from an extended freeze. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
This is NPR News.